I'm going to hit record and say, welcome aboard. Welcome to week one of Mind Your Own Business. And I am not telling you off. I am inviting you to truly mind yours versus anybody else's, mind it at all versus not. And I can tell you, if I do 2 seconds of future pacing, within 8 weeks, your life is going to, and your livelihood is going to be a whole lot different in a very, very deep and true and exciting way. So I'm very excited for each and every one of you. It's kind of neat. I was thinking just before I came on, it's a bit like Noah's Ark in that we have two from our Rewired for Success grads, Nikki and Nancy, and two, hey. And there's got to be something good in testimonials of people say yes to round two. And to both of you, the curriculum is entirely different. And the wins and therefore the learnings, just FYI. And then two from the other half of my world, Wevo Global, all over the world, but founded or the hub in Sedona, Jeremy and Cheryl. Woohoo! Give them a wave there.
Sweet. Hi.
And I can slide the video to see Caraway and you and knock me off the leaderboard. All right. So love to maybe just hear a one-liner. No need to be big or fancy or impress anybody. It's just like, hey, tribe, hello. But a one-liner of name where you're dialing in from and one headline that you want to share. Could be livelihood, could be life, could be something that just happened today. No command performance. We'll be learning all kinds of good stuff about each other. And then we'll dial off the videos and get into the chat box and visuals. So anybody who's going to jump right in.
Okay. Well, my name is Nancy, Nancy Mayer. I'm here in Toronto. And for Nikki and anybody, I'm actually now about 95% finished writing my book.
Woo! Sweet! Good job! Yay!
And just one part I pulled out as an opt-in gift called Ultra Productive Meetings, and it's like 76 pages. So it's a real serious book, but like for, you know, Jeremy, this is something I've been working on for a while. But I mean, every twist and turn has always happened kind of for the best. Like, I mean, every little pivot, every, you know, going out there and talking to people, and yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Awesome. It's
excellent.
Really great. It's interesting you use the word pivot, because the founder of Wevo Global was using it on the Wevo Global call today, the intention setting call. So very cool. Maybe just give us the headline, the title. What's the working title of the book?
Oh, the Advisory Board Playbook.
Look at you, the advisory
board. 5 steps to 4x valuation, 3x sales, 2x productivity for one wildly successful company.
You go, girl.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Woohoo! Charge. Awesome. I'm excited for you. And actually, if you haven't yet, I'm going to invite everybody to find the chat box. And as you do with leisure, toss that title in the chat box, Nancy, just as giving us an anchor and a headline. That's awesome. And in fact, I'm going to lead the not only welcome champions, but actually we have a ritual in Rewired. It's very early to bring this in, but I'm just too inspired to do it anyways. Nikki and Nancy know it. Thank you, Nancy. I know. You know exactly what it is. What am I suggesting to do right now?
We are champions!
Woohoo! So let's give it a 3, 2, 1 at the countdown, all right? 3, 2, 1,
we are champions!
Absolutely. And at various times we'll do it for individuals like Nancy, you are a champion. All righty, without further ado, tag team, love to hear just one headline from anyone else in the mastermind.
Okay, I'll go next.
Great, Nikki.
I'm Nikki. I'm currently from Toronto. I was living on Vancouver Island. I'm heading back there probably in July. I'm basically starting from scratch. I've leveled everything out, my financial life, my personal life, my home life, everything. So I'm starting from scratch. including my healing business. Heather, I'm just in the process of designing new business cards, a new logo, everything.
Nice.
I'm just going to start over again. I hit the do-over button.
Nice. And this is the Healing with Horses, yes?
Yes.
Awesome. Great. If there's any handles with regards to that, no need, but feel free to put it in the chat box. And we already got a smiley face from Jeremy. I saw that. Awesome. Nikki, tag team, give her a high five. Sheesh. And somebody tag team with Nikki over to Jeremy's girl. All right,
I've never met a girl, ladies first.
I've never met a Sedona person that's shy, so. And what a gentleman, Jeremy. You go, Cheryl.
Okay, well, I'm Cheryl Rogers, and my energy is really low today, so I'm really appreciating all the positive, upbeat energy from everyone else. Thank you. It is starting to raise my energy.
Keep it coming, Cheryl.
Thank you. Thank you. I've got my creativity. I'm a creativity guide through painting, and I just launched my corporate retreat end of it. I did my first one in La Jolla in February, and it went really, really well. So I'm kind of focusing on that. That's where I am today.
Got it, Cheryl. Come as you are, as they would say, for sure. Love to see a few highlights in the chat box for both of you. Thank you, Nikki. And I'll introduce you to a friend who's used to horses. Okay, great, Nancy. And Cheryl and Nikki, if you want to just put a few headlines in there. I heard creativity guide, etc. But we'd love to, just because the audio isn't perfect, love to hear a few more handles just, or see them in the chat box, Cheryl. And just so you know, technically what I've done, I've got the slides on about the, you know, two-thirds of my screen on the right, and then I've just taken the chat box and dragged it over to the left and made it, drawn it down into a column. So I got chat on the left and slides on the majority of the right. So beautiful to see the headlines coming in. And Jeremy, last but certainly not least, Mr. Sedona, that sounds like he's from Texas or someplace, you bring it on in.
Yeah, of course I'm from Texas. Not that you couldn't figure that out.
Well, us Torontonians, we don't always have every state figured out on the accent side.
Yeah, they don't like me in Toronto. I think I talked to them.
What?
Well, you got
it's not true, Jeremy.
You got three new friends. We're going to welcome you aboard.
There you go. Yeah, so I'm just like Nikki, starting completely fresh over. Dated a girl from Canada up until last month, 3 years, and came out here to Sedona to do everything new. Kids are graduating, and so I came out here to do massage, and then I found a product I'm interested in selling, and I sold my first one yesterday, so that's good.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What a great way to kick off the week in the business and your new livelihood. So love to see a few headlines. I remember Jeremy had one of those 2 minutes in one of the Wevo Power Breakfasts, and he just blew us away. I can't even remember exactly what he said, but it was like, I want a massage from that guy. It was definitely atypical, and it was very grounded. And he basically said with complete, like a rock certainty, what you'll experience from me, you'll experience from nobody else. And then he went on to, in about 60 seconds, just nail it. So we'll be working on various specifics around linguistics and stuff, and just wanted to honor Jeremy. Let's give him a 3-2-1, Jeremy, you're a champion. 3-2-1, Jeremy.
Jeremy, you're a champion. Yay, bravo.
I don't even know why.
I did get 3 bookings from yesterday. I had the 2-minute deal again. So.
Oh, great. Can you see that? Yeah. Just catch that now. We've got a 2-minute script or deal that landed 3 clients. Now, just pay attention here. So we've got 8 weeks together of semi-private business and mindfulness coaching. And yes, there's all kinds of, you know, visuals and curriculum. I'm going to nail it for you. You're going to have my A-game every second. And I'm not going to let those kind of phrases go by. what can we learn from each other? Wow, Jeremy has a 2-minute description, at some point we're gonna hear it, that landed him 3 clients yesterday at the Wevo Power Breakfast. So each one of us has gifts and talents like that. And I want everything in life so that, you know, for instance, each one of us, Cheryl, has had days where we're just bagged. We're beat. And life doesn't have to be that way. It can absolutely fundamentally be easier. And there's going to be a zillion, not that that's an actual world, but a zillion ways your life is going to get a whole lot easier over May and June with us. So know that you've got a tribe. Know that we've got your back. Know that there's solid training and that we're going to draw out. I'm a master facilitator. So I'm going to draw out every challenge and every highlight of opportunity so that your life feels better and better every day and is more and more successful. So I'm excited, and there's lots of stuff going on in the chat box already. Any final desires to say to the mastermind before we click off the videos? We will still, the beauty of, and may I say, I am by no means turning off, quote unquote, your videos and our audios when we mute both of those. What I'm doing is turning on the chat box, because it's, the, what I love about it is that all 5 of us get to talk at the same time. So it's a brilliant technology, and by all means, your voices are here throughout each of our 90-minute windows together. So any final comments?
So our Facebook page, or we'll get into that later? Or?
We definitely are in the final stages of creating a private member site.
Okay.
For sure. And you'll get access to that this week. There's already trainings uploaded on there. There's the 7 bonuses that you've got are all laid out there, and the links are starting to get put in to access them. It's going to evolve over the 8 weeks for sure. But we are within probably 24 hours of giving you access to that.
Because I just want to connect Jeremy with my friend in Sedona.
Nice. I love it that it's happening already. This is mastermind behavior for sure. And certainly I did send around 1 email a few days ago when I said, I think it was Sunday, and you all have each other's emails there as well.
Okay.
All righty. Awesome. Any final comments, requests, suggestions before we hop in even more? Good to go? All righty. Let's D-video, and in fact, I'm going to invite you to mute your mics too, because then you're in the driver's seat. So if you want to unmute them, then you've got that option as opposed to me being the master muter. And let me see how to get this off the screen. Okay, hopefully that's not too in your way. Love to see in the chat box, if from all of you, a big shout out, yes, that you can see the slides, and then know that we're going to be interacting. So love to see a yes from each of you in the chat box. 1 coming in, Nancy. Number 2, Nikki. And coming in, and just to make sure that you found the chat box as well, Cheryl, yep, and Jeremy, after his next bite of popcorn, I'm sure is going to give us a heads up. All right, so I'm going to do some brief yet powerful for this 8 weeks, like 5 minutes out of like 2 months stage setting, and then very quickly going to interact back with each of you, and know that feel free anytime in the chat box to add or to interact at or ask at any time. So you are in the right place. Mindful solutions to the top 7 business killers. And more importantly, you're going to get way more than this. I started out, it was going to be a mindfulness course. Then I added on the top things that take entrepreneurs out. Then I integrated them both. Then I added on business strategies along with mindful solutions. And in the end, it's going to be an entire life makeover, if you wish it, in terms of this inner game and outer game, life and livelihood. So why mindfulness? You were all on that introductory webinar, so I only grabbed a few images just to remind us all. Why do some of the top billionaires say this? Meditation, more than anything in my life, was the biggest ingredient of whatever success I've had. Or why Jack Canfield, you know, one of his many $100 million Chicken Soup for the Soul brand, that name, that trademark, came to him in meditation. And why in the last 120 days, my best sustainable wealth strategy was downloaded to me, and I'm in the process of partnering on and implementing it now. So very brief reminders of the why, and I want to move right back to you now and say, what's your why? Thank you, Nikki. I appreciate that. Happy to share. What is your why? And there could be a few, but what had you say yes to mind your own business? Was it, you know, quote unquote, book knowledge, which is very important, like the what really is mindfulness? I want to be properly taught. I've never been properly taught. You'll absolutely get that. Is it any aspect around your business and or your livelihood? Totally legitimate. Is it some bigger purpose piece that was your main why, to say why to mind your own business? Is it some that insight, that wisdom, that enlightenment side of life that will definitely expand over the next couple of months for you? Is it some aspect of relationships, whether livelihood or life relationships? Is it that sense of contribution? Thank you, Nelson. And or anything else? So I'd love to see in the chat box which one part or more, but at least one of your life and or business would be most satisfying if it changed. If we, and Nikki and Nancy know what I mean, if we future paced 8 weeks out and we were at the end of Mind Your Own Business and at the end of June, kicking off the summer, and you look back and went, wow, that's one of the biggest wins I was going for. That's one of the biggest values I was going for. Love to hear one of the main reasons you said why and or the main things you'd love to see shifted, changed, expanded, eased in the next May and June together. I'm done spinning my wheels and feeling like I'm not moving forward in all areas of my life. Brilliant, Nikki. This is a great antidote for that. Clarity on life. Love it, Jeremy. More controlled my mind. Perfect. Focus, peace, joy, inspired. You'll get both the focus and peace side as well as the joy and inspired because of it. Wonderful, Nancy. Love to see any sharings, Cheryl, from you as well. Yep, that too. Yes, you can definitely give a thumbs up to your colleagues for sure. If I could get out of serving food and could create my income solely from my creative outlets, that would be a win. Got it. So I'm going to do a very, very brief teaching from Rewired for Success, Module 2. And in fact, maybe a quick test to Nikki and Nancy. Do you remember the four nested stages of accomplishing things in goal setting? Love to see Nikki or Nancy if you remember any one of those four nests of how we accomplish something. And so, Cheryl, you have put in a bigger, very specific, which I love to see, and yet potentially bigger picture or longer term than 8 weeks. And so I always want to accolade you for specificity. I'm also giving Nikki and Nancy some time if they remember any of the four nested elements of goal achievement from Module 2 and Rewired for Success. And I want to ground it in what is possible. Absolute progress is possible, and the complete turnaround of an entrepreneur in 8 weeks may be more like 12 months, 6 months. So just want to, and just because it's not coming in the chat box, what we, oh, I'm drawing a blank, but I know as soon as you share them, I'll remember. Busy, short-term, legacy, long-term. Hey, we're in the zone. All right. So the biggest arc is dreams, then chief aim is the next three to, dreams is like 10 to 25 years, chief aim 3 to 5 years, which may be what you're shooting for, Cheryl, and or sweet spot goal, which is in the 3 to 6 to 12 months, and then next logical steps. Those four are gold. We've done a whole program on that. And just giving you a sense of, tune into what feels like a realistic target and then start to reverse engineer. Every single thing you learn with us will be a piece of that answer for you. I can guarantee you for sure. I could say more, and that's a whole other program, but regardless, you're going to get some great results with us today. Awesome. Okay, so that's the why. What are we doing? Very, very briefly. 8 weeks, semi-private, you can see it's interactive already. Yay, Nikki. Semi-private training and coaching both. Three main things we're covering, basic and advanced in mindfulness training for sure. mindfulness direct specific business solutions, mindful business solutions to the top seven business killers, of which you may remember those, and you've highlighted them in your needs and desires to shift. And what I added on was the outer game business strategies as well. So business strategies for the top seven business creators. A lot to cover, and it's not about covering, but I wanted to give you the best I possibly could. So basically it's going to happen in the first 2 weeks. It's primarily stage setting around the mindfulness side. And then the next 6 weeks will be integrating the mindfulness into business. So you can, in the first 2 weeks, you can absolutely apply it to your business. The very first second we get off this training today, but the seeming conversation is directly around mindfulness, and it's absolutely applicable to your business and or your life. And then the next, the six modules will absolutely be overtly on the business side. And once we move into that, there'll be about, 30-minute training. There'll be about 30 minutes on the mindful inner game business solutions, and then about 30 minutes on the outer game business strategies for these turning these seven business killers into business creators. So just to highlight, to give you a sense of what's going on, again, the best part is experience. So a visual summary, we got these seven business killers. We are transforming them into business creators through outer game and inner game. That's it in a nutshell. So, and another sort of way to look at the visual, it's like, yeah, sales are up, satisfied clients is up, and definitely your inner game is going to be a whole lot sweeter. So, amen to that. So just a few quicks on the hows, stage setting, amen, indeed, Nancy. Love to see the interaction there. So just a very few quick ones on the hows, and Rewired is known for this, Rewired Worldwide, and that's why I just put our logo larger, because this is part of what we stand by, never a one-way speaking delivery, always interactive, and more importantly, one of the big things is we establish a mastermind, and that's not just because we're together, we're a group, and therefore we default to call it a mastermind. Love to see anybody's guesstimation or of the definition of a mastermind. Any words in the chat box around how would you define a mastermind? Any memories of how Napoleon Hill defines it? Any guesstimations if it's never been defined to you? How does it differ from just a group of people is the question. And love to see any quick stuff in the chat box before I give a bit. When one or more, absolutely, are gathered, the more power we are. Absolutely. Big piece of it, Nikki. It's interesting you should say one or more. Normally, and I love this distinction, great, they're all pouring in. And I guesstimated the powerful, Nikki. Normally, we say where two or more are gathered. And yet, a whole nother teaching, you could absolutely set up a mastermind in your mind. And it's one of the top 5%, what the top 5% do that the rest wish they knew. Huge possibility. You literally set up a mastermind in your mind of your best advisors. Whole nother teaching. So love it. Collective information sharing. That's a piece of it, Jeremy. Absolutely. Working together to support each other. Yes, Nancy. Powerful. Great. So let me give you a few words, and I'd love anybody or all of you to capture what I'm saying in the chat box, both for your learning and to share with others. A way to describe it, where two or more are gathered in harmony to achieve a common purpose. So the two or more, the harmony and the common purpose. Love to see those coming through in the chat box for you to really get the three main components of it. And as they're coming in, you'll feel this more and more over the 8 weeks, but just to give you a taste, you'll start to be able to say in your mind, oh, I wonder what Heather would say. I wonder what Jeremy would say. I wonder what the MYOB, the mastermind would say. And you'll be able to start to dial into this unique vibration. Never before, never again, this content, this curriculum, the five of us, it's a very unique blueprint. We're two or more gathered in harmony for comp. Thank you, Nikki. Perfect. All right. And so to kick it off even more concretely and get you active and interactive, we created a very simple mastermind pledge. And I'm going to invite all of you to unmute right now and jump in, and we are going to actually read this together to really kick off our mastermind pledge together. So I'm just going to peek at the mission controls here. Everybody's unmuted except Jeremy, if you can unmute. And then I'm going to do a countdown and we'll read this together. 3, 2, 1.
I am a dream builder.
I
encourage, honor, and build the mastermind's dream.
I
am 100% here
for others,
my accountability partner,
the whole mastermind. I recognize my fellow champions by saying you
are a champion.
Awesome. Seemingly simple, very powerful as you start to feel the benefits of, you know, in the moments, you know, the other 6 days and 23 hours when we're not together, where you can actually start to feel the unique energetic blueprint of this mastermind and to be able to ask it questions in your own stillness and silence and get clear answers as one of the most pragmatic, gorgeous, elegant energetic wins out of any mastermind when hosted and set up properly. Beautiful. And that second one referred to accountability partners, and that is the second how that is quintessential in Rewired's programs. And so I found this awesome image, the power of having an accountability partner. And so I am inviting, and I thought I'd do sort of, shall we say, cross-pollination between the WeVo tribe and the Rewired tribe. So if going forward, and you'll see more what this means, and it's fairly effortless, and it's only about support, if Jeremy and Nancy would be inspired to join arms in accountability-ness partnership, and Cheryl and Nikki to join arms as accountability partners over this beautiful May and June to support each other in any way for sure is open to you. And then I'll give you at the end of each session just suggestions for the week as well. But any support, even if you support each other for a minute a week, it's 8 windows of support more than you ever had over this 8 weeks or 2 months. Awesome and great to you, Nancy. So this will unfold, and that is my invitation and additional bonus and benefit that I want to begin to set up and support you in very overtly and give you ideas and great. Thanks, Jeremy. Beautiful. So those are two yet very important hows that I just kicked off. Love the immediate action, Nikki, in terms of connection to make. So beautiful. And feel free, each of you, to do that in the chat box or via email after. So without further ado, we're looking at this thing called mindfulness. And I love this image is, you know, sort of man versus man's best friend, mindful versus mindful. And this is the antidote. One is the antidote to the other. And it is a sweet thing. So what I'd love to do, again, back to each of you, is to really anchor in, great that those connections are coming through, really anchor in, what has been your exposure to mindfulness? And we're going to see that coming through. It's going to be like a little mini mindfulness audit coming through in the chat box on two accounts. One is around any formal training you've had. So I'd love to see yes or no in the chat box. Have you ever had any formal training, whether it's a retreat, whether it's whatever? So just a quick start off with a yes or no. And it could be courses, whatever, lots. Great, Nikki. And if so, as after we get the yeses or nos coming in from everybody, love to, thanks, Jeremy, love to see, if so, what type of mindfulness training did you receive, and or how long have you been receiving it? Like how many retreats or how many years or how many courses? So start to quantify what you've had. So Nancy, some yoga retreat, which would probably have some mindfulness training in it, meditation tapes, great, YouTube videos for sleep. Okay, great. So I just get a sense of the range. So we've got anywhere from no to lots and everything in between. Cheryl, love to see for you as well. Lots of training for 15 years in continuing and several spiritual retreats. Great. Love to see what type of mindfulness training you've had. So that's great. So we've got four people weighing in. And once we hear any more specifics, since I was in my 20s, very on and off. Okay, got it, Nancy. Terrific. And so then I want to, the second half of this mini mindfulness survey is around what your current practice looks like. And I'll do it in two parts, both practice and stillness and practice and action, and I'll unfold those more later. But first, yes or no, do you ever do any, and that's a big word, but any mindfulness practice at all, or any formal stillness and silence where you're intentionally sitting still and in silence, even if you don't have the training, do we even have the practice? And again, what, after we get the yes or no's coming in, love to see the how often you do it, how long do you do it for in the practice in stillness. Got it, love the candor. I love this, Jeremy. You have zero formal training and you do lots of it. I just love the contrast, it's so much fun. Spotty practice, understandable, Cheryl, very common. And I'm gonna, among others, give like 10-minute power practices and how we can make this easier and more pleasurable. I just did it today twice. Woohoo, Nikki, all right. I love the immediacy of it. So all the range is perfect, zero comparison, zero judgment, just getting a sense of where we're at. And the third and only other part of this mini mindfulness survey, or getting at knowing the score, as we call it in success training, I've become more regular with the use of Insight Timer. Yes, I'm gonna share that very app soon enough that I shared with you, Nikki. So glad that it's actually increased. And that's a beautiful sign of an app when it can actually change our behavior. Huge accolades to them. That's great. So the third and only other piece is, do you have any quote unquote practice in action? And what do I mean by that? One of actually the WeVo members, and some of you may know Kim White, she's also a Jin member, on the trainings last week, she said to me, she does a conscious practice while she's swimming in the ocean. So I don't mean just kind of pondering. I mean an actual, for instance, she could notice her arms swimming in the ocean. She could notice the touch of the water against her skin. That's what I mean by practice in action, where you have some object of meditation or object of mindfulness. So what settings do you do it in, and or the frequency? Just for stats. What do you mean by just for stats? Is there a way to monitor my meditation that I do on my own on this app? Yes, there is, by the way. Once you have it on your cell data or on Wi-Fi, there's a whole world in there and you have your own. I haven't explored too much yet. I know the answer is yes. And I've just got the app in front of me. But yes, you can see your progress there. You can even see charts of your meditation. It's super fun. In flow with hula hoop and power walking. Also very in the zone when I ride my motorcycle. Lazy man zen. I love it. Not often enough when I hike. Okay, great. Yes, hiking. I've had very powerful practice in action, Cheryl. I remember I was in the Dolomite Alps in Italy. And I did, like, I was hiking for a few hours and I did a rolling practice in action where every 15 minutes I changed my focus and I changed from see out, like to change the, I was focusing on what I was seeing for 15 minutes, then I'd loop around and focus on what I was hearing. Then I'd loop around and focus on what I was feeling, like the touch of the air on my skin. So it can be, with just a little bit of guidance, you can get 10 exponential mileage in your life, every second of your life. So shake anything off from the past. If there's ever felt like, oh, this is a chore or I should do it. And I'm actually shaking right now. I'm shaking out my arms. I'm shaking out my brains. If you've got any kind of, you know, blocks or resistance or shoulds or whatever, just like, just shake it off, make some sounds. We're going to actually learn in week four the subconscious rewired method, which really clears out blocks to money, to mindfulness, to relationships, anything. And yet I was just noticing as we're talking about, you know, weighing in on do I do it, don't I do it, maybe I should do it, there may be some shoulds or resistances. And so I was just inviting us to really feel free to roll your shoulders out, take a deep breath, and really welcome yourself to an entirely new experience of what's possible. Like 10x your life and enjoy it and make it easy and fun and a game. So, yep, I noticed my feelings in water, wind, smell. Sounds excellent, Nikki. Huge. Stretching and meditation usually 3 times a day. Fantastic, Jeremy. Oh, yes, seeing too. I watched a bird fly by today and it was as if it was flying in slow motion. Yeah, baby, bring it on home. I'm stopping, pulling on myself. Wonderful. I actually miss it now. Oh, when I don't do it, that's hilarious. And in that space of where shoulds used to be, you can actually catch your life and not miss it. Thrilled for all of you, and wherever you're at is perfect. And even if we've already won right now by not only knowing the score on the left brain, but more on the right brain energetically, I can feel a lightness, a sigh of relief, and opening up to, and as Shinzen, my mindfulness coach of 23 years, puts it, and feel free to summarize this somehow in the chat box, but basically what he says is, I can't guarantee that you'll live to 150, but if you quote unquote only live to 50, mind you, some of us might be past that, I can guarantee that every moment will be at least 3 times as big. And that's what Nikki's reporting, because she's been watching my mindfulness training videos, which we've now uploaded into the member site for you. So you're all going to have access to them this week. And she's been road testing them and getting mileage. She's got the insight timer, and she's, at any rate, it'll all unfold. So somebody capture what I just said, if you could, about that 50 versus 150 years, making your life 3 times as big. Wonderful. So yes, I was alluding to, I love to see in the chat box, pretty sure Nikki, this is where you're getting it from. So love to see in the chat box, have any of you seen any of the 10 mindfulness videos that I shared both in the Rewired Tribe and in the Wevo Global Academy curriculum? Love to see a yes or no, cool either way, but all of which to say is they're the most, it's the most important life skill I own. So Nikki, yes, Cheryl, no, all is well. Just knowing that I can see it coming in, all is well, Nancy. You're gonna have it all, girl. All right, so what I'm gonna do now as we're interacting, one, I think, okay, great, Jeremy. As we're interacting, what I'm gonna do now is begin to really move into the content now. And so it was only a few minutes of stage setting for the whole 2 months, yet I thought it was important to give you a brief, you know, why are you here? How are we going to operate together? And a brief mini survey, shall we say, of your mindfulness training and practice so far. And I want to start to move in immediately into, and this touches on in different ways than those videos, some of the initial half a dozen mindfulness training videos in a fresh new way. So very first, we're just going to breathe and say, changing of the gears, I want to bring in the very first starting point of this thing called mindfulness and simplify it to the nth degree and say that any amount of stillness, and no, the video didn't pause, and or silence is an incredible antidote to the overwhelm, lack of focus, starting afresh, whateverness that you're experiencing. It means that you don't have to clear your mind. It's really helped for me to get past thinking I can't meditate properly. Fantastic, Nikki. Wonderful. The opposite of which is this buzzy, noisy existence. We're bopping around the world physically. We're having audio input or output constantly. And here is this incredible piece called stillness and silence. And in fact, without further ado, we're actually going to hop right in right now. And we will again near the end of our time at the bottom of the next half hour. But we're going to start right now, actually, and I'm going to guide you with just a couple minutes so we can ground even more and be even more present to taking in and be open to receive the gifts that we're about to experience. So without further ado, I've got the insight timer in my hand, which the app I'll show you on the screen in a few moments that Nikki's referring to. And in a moment, you're going to hear a bell, a gong go. And I'm just going to guide you through just 2 minutes, two exquisite moments, perhaps the best 2 minutes of your entire day. So no need to particularly change your posture, at these points, I will ask you if the popcorn's still being munched on or the tea's being sipped on, which is all cool normally, I am going to invite you to put down any pens or papers and popcorn or the mouse in your hand or whatever. And just, you know, feet flat on the floor, perhaps an extra breath, perhaps just sort of opening up the chest or just letting the shoulders fall easily off both sides of your spine and head on top. And as I say, in a few seconds, you're going to hear a bell and I'm going to guide you through just a couple of minutes. I had my sound down low. So imagine you heard a bell, you hear a bell at the end of the 2 minutes. and so I just want to invite you, perhaps for the first 2 minutes of your day, perhaps for the first 2 minutes of this month or the last few weeks, where you've been conscious and still. Sure, we go unconscious and still every night. Yet what about being conscious and still? The animal kingdom does it many times throughout the day. Anywhere from when they're on the hunt, frozen and very focused after the prey, whether they're restoring like a squirrel on a tree branch, whether it's a lion lazily, languidly lying around in the African Sahara, our fellow critters on this planet do it multiple times a day. We used to. Regularly. There's a reason. Many reasons. And we're going to get into the whys, the benefits. How effortlessly and easily and deliciously you can set the refresh button at any minute in your day. I'm excited for how your body's already refreshing. And perhaps you heard that bell. That was already 2 minutes. Feel free, if you so wish, to put any noticings in just our first 2 minutes of stillness and silence in the chat box. Yet for sure, stay present to the winds, whether you write them in the chat box or not. That's for sure. Any subtlety, beginnings of restoration. I'm glad, Nikki. It's that easy. It's that juicy. Humans, we run around wanting peace and happiness and pleasure and good times and joy. And we're running around tense, gripped, wondering where the hell it is, this thing elusive thing we're chasing. Yeah, I felt our entire group relax. I feel us, from a mastermind standpoint, and good picking up on Nikki, that we're literally more present and connected to each other. Yet one of the bazillion benefits. Ah, right on, Nancy. Just within a couple of minutes. So I'm going to expand from here. Enjoy being in this more restorative space. Allow the alpha waves to settle in. Yes, energy is good in the group. Terrific, Jeremy. You said it, sister. All right. See how humans come together, buzzy, busy, disparate. and with a matter of a few minutes can ground, begin to restore, and begin to tap in to this thing that we're actually the majority of our makeup is energy, scientifically. How interesting. This is just the taste. What is possible beyond this? Allow your imagination to expand. Good stuff. Really good stuff. If you could have it all on what we're about to integrate together, how would that feel? All you've ever searched for, right here, in mindfulness, in life, in livelihood, all in one spot. Beautiful. From this place, not to leave it, but to carry color, suddenly look brighter. Yeah, nice, Nikki. Great observation. So you're reporting from the feel space and from the see space. And I'm going to unfold that in a moment. So what I'm going to invite now in this moment, I could do it at the end. I had it at the end. I'm going to invite you, rather than me telling you this week how much stillness and silence you want to integrate, I want you to tune in right now, right after this midpoint moment of having felt potentially some of the benefits. I want you to tune in to what feels good for you this week of how much stillness and silence you want to integrate. It could be 2 minutes once until we meet again. It could be 2 minutes each day. It could be setting a timer for 3 times a day. I'm unattached. I'm inviting you to tune into your best answer. 20 minutes, 3 times a day. Perfect, Jeremy. I want you to write that down because you will be reporting on it for yourself, and we are your accountability partners for yourself throughout the week with your accountability partner and back into the mastermind. So I won't be keeping track and I won't be remembering. I want you to write this commitment down. And if you adjust it, that's fine. But do it consciously, not like I should and I missed and I goofed and you're skirting yourself. I really want you to tune in to what feels like it's going to serve you. So Jeremy, 20 minutes, 3 times a day, write that down. Awesome. Nancy, 2 minutes morning and evening. Awesome. Is that 5 days a week or 7 days a week, Nancy? Cheryl, 4 minutes, 4 times a day. Fun. Love that each of you is coming up with a new way that's right for you. At least 1 minute per day. I'm setting up the rule so that I win. Yeah, got it. Perfect. Every day. Nancy, terrific. And love to see the days, whether it's 5 or 7 days. I invite every day, and it's got to feel right for you. I want you and Nikki, another success principle, make the rules to win. Life is a game. You make the rules to win. And if you remember that, Nikki, or anyone else, toss that into the chat box for everyone else. I'm going to be integrating success principles because I just can't help myself throughout this training. And so love it if somebody captured that. So now that you're all clear, write the rules so you can win. Yes, that's the third half. Life is a game. You make the rules to win. Absolutely. 7 days, already do 5 to 7 minutes a day, and it's not enough. Wonderful. Love it, Jeremy. And I love that it's coming naturally and expansively, and we have your back, and you've got the power of the mastermind to rock it and roll it. Love it. Life is a game. You make the rules. Love it, Nikki. All right. Beautiful. So as an aid potentially to you, I would invite you, Nikki's been referring to this. One of my mindfulness trainings, I shared with you a wonderful app. Yay, you can have an app. It's so cool. A gratis app. I love their handle on it. Insight, peace in our timer. I love that. It is a great app, isn't it, Nikki? And so that's the top half of it. It looks something like this. You get a gong or a bell. You can set the duration of your times. You can have preset ones that you save in your phone. And yes, there's a whole community in there. Not that you need to hook up with them all. The main thing is you building your mindfulness practice with it. You can have a log of the mindfulness training you do. You can have a picture. And in fact, if you did a screenshot of the picture, now that would be really great. The Gayatri Mantra by Namaste is fabulous. Yes, that's the other thing. There's just a sea of mindfulness audios in there. People, the whole community uploads mindfulness audios in there. And so you can listen to ones with voice, one without, short ones, long ones, medium. Of course, if you're just still and silent, it's perfect. You don't have to complicate it. And, oh, by the way, yes, there's an entire community in that app, very interactive, that can support you for a lifetime and Nikki's already a testimony to this because she's already been meditating more since she got that app and since she's been watching my mindfulness training. So I'm excited for that. So feel free to get that app, the Insight Timer. Lots of fun, lots of benefits there. Wonderful. And we can bring over Hylas. And one of the great ways we could report back to the mastermind is for if anybody chose to do this is a bonus for your success, is get that app, do your 20 minutes times three or your two times two or your four times four, etc., and clock it in there and then take a picture of the week of your mindfulness activity. And we can do that as a screenshot, send it as a screenshot to us, and we'll put it in the slide deck next week or any week that you do that. So there is a challenge for anybody who wants to take me up on it. And more importantly, it's for you. Thank you, Nikki. Go for it. Awesome. So that was step one in terms of our unfolding of mindfulness at the very simplest of way. And I'm going to give you more. At the very simplest of way, it's about integrating any stillness and silence into your life. And we have already, I've introduced it, you've experienced it, and now you've committed to it. Just to highlight what we've done in very few moments. Even though I seem to be, of course, with the chat box doing more of the talking, I'm very facilitative and very conscious of changing up from concept to experience to commitment, for example, in very short moments. So know that you're in very good hands. I'm a master facilitator and taught over 1,000 people the art and science of designing and facilitating in a way that transfers results. That's all I care about. I'll do anything to transfer results to you in your life. So awesome. So that's the first mini, just bite-sized taste on the mindfulness path of stillness and silence. The second one, and these are just very brief but fun recaps, is what meditation or mindfulness isn't. And just three, you may remember them. In fact, Nikki, I think, alluded to one of them already. But no, you don't have to sit on the floor, twist yourself into a pretzel, or try to impress any bunch of pretty yoginis. So it is about being comfortable. The minimum on the posture side would be to be as alert as possible. So if somebody wants to toss in the chat box posture dash alertness or awakeness, anything that has you in a great alertness or awareness or awakeness is the key part of the posture. There are lying down postures, there are sitting up postures, there's standing postures, there's walking postures. The key is for your brain, spinal, neurological connection to be as open, spacious, and awake as possible. Thanks, Nikki. All right, second mindfulness. I love this picture too. No, and thanks for cheering on a champion, Jeremy. No, you don't have to sit for an hour without moving, fighting to stay awake to get great results. If you want to do an hour, great, or 20 minutes, it's all perfect. Yet it's not mandatory. If you noticed anything in those 2 minutes we were still in silence together, you improved your physiology, your awakeness, your energetic connection to each other. It's amazing how much benefits you already got. Terrific. And I love the cheering back and forth to each other. All right. And third and just fun one, and most important, I find, and Nikki already thanked me for this one, and it's in the video trainings that'll be in your private member site. No, you're not doing it wrong if you can't blank your mind. In fact, it's not the ultimate goal. And so I really want everyone to be aware of that. Just noticing that there's a little bit of feedback. Somebody hasn't muted their mic. Yes, Cheryl, if you don't mind just muting your mic, that'd be great. This is just a little bit of feedback. Thanks. And so to really know this, if you're ever going, oh my God, the monkey mind in there, the purpose that we're going to get into, the whys, the benefits, are way beyond trying to shut off the monkey mind. The more aware you are, at first it may get a little louder, and eventually you'll notice it starts to quiet down, or at least focus, or bring you $100 million ideas like chicken soup for the soul. So lots of good things in store for you. The mind is not your enemy. It's a matter of becoming in the driver's seat of being awake and conscious in relationship to the tool called the mind, I would say. Alrighty, so that was really step sort of two, as I wanted to bring you easy pieces. First, stillness and silence. Second, what it isn't. And now let's get into what are some of the real whys. Why do we do this stillness and silence? And these are right from my 23-year mindfulness coach, Shinzen Yang, and love somebody to put in shinzen.org in the chat box. His site is a plethora of resources for you. If anybody's listening to Your Wishes, Your Command, he's built a perfect step with an S. Thank you, Nikki. Shinzen with an S instead of a C. So right from him, one of my clients posted about her meeting up with Chicken of the Soul people this morning. Now it came up three times today. Look at follow the signs. Love that you're noticing them, Jeremy. Okay, so why mindfulness? What is it and what do we gain from it? First, there is, quote unquote, a reducing of suffering, i.e. mental, emotional, physical, spiritual. That exhaustion, that whatever we're feeling, absolutely can and often is reduced within minutes. Thank you very much. Second, an increase in satisfaction in life. The quickest way to say it is you don't miss your life. It's that Nikki's reporting of, I saw the bird like it was in slow motion today. You're more aware of life. It's the every moment will be at least three times as big. Very satisfying. Third is a true, deeper knowing of self and really the nature of human nature. People will often say to me, you read me like a book. How do you understand me? You tap into each person like they're the only one alive. I just said a phrase. How did you know the iceberg underneath the tip of it? And on, they'll say it in a thousand different ways. It's because I've watched the nature of human nature for thousands and thousands of hours. And so you and I have a very similar base wiring. Our personalities are different, our characters are different, our choices, our purposes, our relationships, yet our fundamental base wiring, the nature of human nature, is very, very similar. So knowing the nature of human nature has you be incredibly more powerful and effective in all your business relationships, let alone your life relationships. It allows you to serve people and bring better service to people. It allows you to know yourself better, and in fact is this infinite answer machine like sustainable wealth downloads and chicken soup for the soul insights. So I've actually put about four different benefits in just that one, but I wanted to expand that for you. And for now, a fourth one is your object behavior. And I put it just in kind of a fun way. It's like you won't be so annoying. I remember at one point my brother saying at my first 10-day silent retreat was in Asia many, many years ago in India. And he created this sort of newsletter-like thing. And it said, Heather, silent for 10 days, details at 11. And he went on over the years to like me a lot more, shall we say. I used to be a lot more, as one boyfriend said, high maintenance. And so our object behavior starts to change in a really good way because we go from unconscious and at effect to conscious and in the driver's seat of our life. So a gazillion benefits. Those are just the highlights. And then I'm going to go on, drill down one more. Actually, here's a test. See how I'm going to give you a mindfulness test right now. Love to see in the chat box. I just did this for fun. Capture any of those four whys, whether those words or any words I said, or your understanding of them, any of them. Reduce suffering. Bingo, Nikki. All right, bring them on in. What other, I'd love to see one from each of you. Nikki, I know you're keying at it. Maybe you wrote down some notes, which is awesome. And I'd love you to pause and see, love to see one from each person. Even if you, well, no, not if you repeat one. Love to see all four of them coming, one from each of you. You didn't think you were going to have to work this hard, did you? No, you're not working hard. I am by design continuously engaging you every few moments so that you don't just passively show up to 90 minutes a week, but or and you are so engaged. Ha, you do know who I am. you are so engaged that you really become someone different. Awesome, Cheryl. Increased satisfaction. Bingo on number two. Any guesstimations, Nancy or Jeremy, on the third or the fourth one? Any memories? Any hints of ideas, even in different words? Definitely become more conscious. Yeah, that's related to number three, for sure. And there were other aspects of number three. Anyone now can dial in, including Cheryl and Nikki, to expand on number three. More conscious. Another, yep, great. That's really expanding on number three. What else did I say under number three? Love to see from Nikki or Cheryl as well. Know self and human nature. Yeah. So knowing yourself, and it seems, I would guesstimate that Nikki's taking notes, highly recommended to do so. And boom, number four on the objective behavior. So that is number four. So you're actually changing how you behave because you're in the driver's seat. Yep, I always take notes. Great, Nikki. Successful people take notes. Kevin Trudeau, the founder of one of the two success networks that I'm member in, of which I'm in the top of both networks, he was at a marketing training for 9 days. He was the richest man in the room, and he took 143 pages of notes and said almost nothing. You wonder why he's most successful. So awesome as a success mastery skill, Nikki. Terrific. So great little just mini test. And what I'm going to add on to the whys is just one teeny little subset of mindfulness, which is often greater breath. And I wish there was a different word for deep breathing. A different word for breathing. Like breathing we do autonomically, unconsciously, whether we think about it or not, which is a good thing. Having said that, this critter called deep breathing, I could do a whole nother course on, and I wish it was called something else, like deep restoration, for example. I am not going to spend much time on this because I want to focus on a few other things. Having said that, and it's going to be the messiest, busiest, most dense slide of the entire evening tonight. Yet I wanted to just pack in, there are 18 plus benefits to deep breathing. So just for fun, one, two, and three around releasing physical, mental, and emotional tension, stress, ideas, thoughts, emotions of some form or another. Just try it. And you can feel free to deep breathe while I'm doing this and take this in. Number four, detoxifying. Who knew? 70% of our CO2 goes out with our breath, and other compounds or detoxifying elements that we no longer need in our body. The deeper you reach into your cellular structure, the more you are cleaning out the toxins in your cellular structure. Hallelujah, for free. Five and six, oxygenating the brain, and your mental clarity increases. Did you say you wanted some? Here, grab some right now. And your lung health, because you're building your capillaries, among others. Seven and eight, immune boosting. You don't have to memorize all this. I'm just actually doing a bit of a plethora of this intentionally for you to get, oh my goodness, God gracious, have I ever, you know, wondered why to do this? Here it is. Immune boosting. Your oxygen attaches to the hemoglobin, and metabolizes more nutrients. You get more nutrients, and it increases the quality of your blood. 9, 10, 11, your skeletal structure expands, your neurological structure communicates better, your heart and arterial system is more open. Like, need I say more? And yes, there's more. Weight optimizing, and I didn't say weight losing. It could be extra oxygen. The extra oxygen burns off extra fat and or is feeding more oxygen to your tissues and your glands, which builds muscles. Your digestion and your assimilation of food improves. It's incredible what this one element called oxygen does for us, and this physicality of expansion and the elimination of all the other, you know, toxins or other compounds we no longer need in our body. 14 and 15, did we say we were tired? Energy and stamina increase, cell regeneration. I drink a cell renewal, I have for the last decade, and oh, by the way, ain't nothing like deep breathing. Massages, oh, I know we want to come to you, Jeremy, but good gracious, can we have a free massage while we do this? Massaging your organs and tissues, mood lifting. And last but not least, one of my favorites, it builds muscle mass. Woohoo! Don't even have to go to the gym. Not that I'm saying you shouldn't. But again, bringing more oxygen to the muscles supports and aids in that. And expanding the structure is giving signals to the ligaments at the connectors of the structure. And I could go on. All of this, hello, for free. God don't make no junk. I wanted to make this like in your face overt so that if you do nothing more in your stillness and silence, then begin it and or end it with 3 to 5 or continual deep breaths, you will have gained all of this. And oh, by the way, you'll have stayed focused because you're focusing on your deep breathing and you will have built focus and clarity as well. This is one of the things almost all clients have trouble with. So it is taken into a forced breathing in my treatment. So it is taken into a forced breathing, my truth. Love to hear more about what you mean by that. Do you guide them? They're forced to breathe, or you guide them into a forced? Just love to hear more about what you're meaning by that, Jeremy. Appreciate all of your expertise, and Jeremy's weighing in with his right now. So love that. And I can always come back to this slide. Nikki, if you want to take notes, you're awesome. All righty. So number 4 piece in this road of exploring mindfulness today, as I'm just beginning simply yet actually very skillfully, starting with stillness and silence, starting with alleviating and relieving what it isn't, looking at why, oh why, thank God, heavenly days, how many benefits could I get, why, motivating the monkey mind and ourselves, how beautiful and joyous this thing is. Might have just technically lost someone, all is well, just want to see, hopped off Nikki and Cheryl. She may have had something. And if you ever do, you can always feel free to let me know. Oh, she just hopped on again. Great. So the 4th piece is, what is this thing called mindfulness? And so I'm going to take it to one more level. Typo. I push their stomach in and hold while they let out breaths continually, going deeper on each breath. Beautiful. Okay, got it. So you are, in fact, my sense of it, among others, a lot of us walk around with very tight everything, including diaphragm. And I've learned, and Jeremy could tell us how many we have. We definitely have more than one at various layers horizontally across, up and down our system, but definitely that one underneath the lungs can be very tight on a lot of us and therefore more challenging to deep breathe. You know, is not good. Is there a phone number I can call? Yes. I may not be able to get to this second, but for next sessions, absolutely, Cheryl. And the pelvis can be quite tight as well. Nice idea, Jeremy. A lot of people breathe in their chest and not their stomachs. Nikki's got a bunch of healing modalities under her belt as well. So beautiful in terms of guiding people into this, and feel free to massage your belly as you're perhaps laying down, each one of you. I often do it in a clockwise formation to ease those muscles and organs so I can expand the belly, drop the diaphragm, expand the lungs, and enjoy all of those expansive benefits. So great. So what is this thing called mindfulness? I'm going to just begin tonight by introducing 2 pillars in 2 settings. That's it. Next week, I'll get into more of the unfolding, this elegant system of mindfulness, this 3x2 million dollar mindfulness system. And for now, I'm just going to bring in, what are the 2 main pillars in mindfulness and the 2 settings I invite you to experiment in? So with that, a setting, it doesn't have to be like this. Again, you don't have to sit on the floor. You can be in your car. In fact, you just need to be, your object in meditation needs to be driving when you're in your, I remember I was teaching it years ago and I came back from a year in Asia and I was teaching a group of people much older than me, yet they were humble to my wisdom after a number of 10-day silent retreats and some pretty intense mindfulness training. They said, well, I guess the one, I said, you should be ultimately meditating, your life should turn into a 24/7 meditation. And they said, well, you shouldn't be meditating while you're driving. And I said, in fact, that's one place that we absolutely should be mindful. It's a matter of the only object of meditation in driving is driving. That's the big difference. So that you apply the mindfulness practices to your hands on the steering wheel, to your butt in the seat, to all 8 points around you and the awareness of how each of the cars are moving around you. A whole nother course. Alrighty. So the one, as promised, one of the 2 pillars is mindfulness. And the other one is equanimity. A synonym or parallel or similar word for mindfulness is building your awareness. You may be aware of the sound of my voice. You may be aware of taking notes. You may be aware of the screen that you see. You may be fairly aware of these, or you may be aware that you're distracted by something. Regardless, we are building our awareness so that every moment is at least 3 times as big and you don't get to the end of your life and say, dang, I missed it. And this theme of awareness is the one big one that we tend to focus on in the mindfulness practice. Yet the as, or even more powerful, that is often missed entirely and or definitely misunderstood is this second pillar called equanimity. I'd love to see a quick yes or no in the chat box. Have you ever heard of it, yes or no? Do you know what it is? Love to see any parallel words for it. Great, Nancy, thank you. Any, if you have heard of it and or have any parallel words for it, to see what you, or even guesses. Okay, 3 for 3. Love to see, Nikki, too, whether you've heard, well, you've watched some of my training, but had you heard of it before my training? And let me give you some parallels to this, because this is a lifesaver. Yeah, got it. Understandable. The mindfulness concept and training has made it big in the West, and yet half of it, I'm going to say boldly, got left behind in Asia. And this is a game-changing lifesaver, equanimity. Other parallels for this is allowing, or allowingness. A deep allowingness, letting life be as it is, soaking your object of meditation, your deep breath, whatever you're observing, the drivers around you, not only expanding your awareness of the bird flying slowly, but expanding your allowingness of the bird flying slowly. Excuse my expression, even if it shits on your car. Because things happen and we get triggered, and that's why we get tired and defocused. Because we have this cumulative resistance and triggers to life. One moment after another, accumulated over our day, our week, our month, our years. And that accumulation of triggers and resistance, mark my words, going unnoticed is what leads to suffering. Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, relational, financial, business, suffering. Here's Shinzen's 2 formulas. Love somebody to type these in the chat box. Pain, any pain, mental, emotional, physical. So pain times resistance equals suffering. Pain times resistance equals suffering. Bingo. And feel free to, even if Nikki or anybody else has typed it in, feel free to type it in again, just so you really anchor it in. Again, I'm using all modalities to ensure you really get this. 2 of the most powerful formulas I've ever heard for life, and the most simplest summary. The second one, pain, same thing, same situation, physical, mental, emotional, financial, relational, business, life, livelihood, debt, banks, blah, blah, blah. Pain times equanimity, and you have to look at the screen to spell it, that's okay. Pain times equanimity equals purification. We purify consciousness. We melt the resistance. We dissolve the residual, the residue of our reactions to life. And then we are a clear channel. We don't have any residual or resistance or residue. And we are literally purifying consciousness. This second pillar is one of the biggest missings in mindfulness training and in life training that could ever be missed, and thrilled that you are have a front row seat. So love for somebody to type in that second one, pain times equanimity equals purification. Two huge, powerful formulas for sanity and success in life. Other parallels to equanimity, a deep okayness. You're soaking life with a deep okayness. Another parallel, and I've racked up a few on this one. I love this one. And it was actually out of some of the etymology of the word equanimity. It was either out of the Sanskrit or the Pali or the Greek, because I was looking up the etymology of it. Unshakable freedom. And in fact, in the mindfulness trainings that you're going to get in the membership site, I have all of those etymology and translations there. Pain times equanimity equals purification. Thank you, Nancy. Unshakable freedom. Halla frickin' luya. Don't you love that as a translation? And final, but not only, unconditional love. And it wasn't until years into my mindfulness practice, I really got this one. Because we're pretty much living in a conditional world. Most of our ego and our suffering and our bopping around in the world has some level of conditionality. I'll be happy when, I'll be nice to you when, I'll be successful when. It's based on conditions. And whenever we have unconditional anything, and in fact, Shenzhen would say that the top goal is not clearing your mind, it's happiness independent of conditions. And love you to toss that in the chat box. Happiness independent of conditions. I think ever is unconditional love to a narcissist. Jeremy, God bless your peepick and heart. Translate that, please. Why? Narcissists remind me is people who are focused in on ourselves and or are hard on ourselves, remind me. And then I will be in the present moment of that word, which of course I know, but I'd love just a translation. Thank you, Nancy, on the happiness independent of conditions. One of the top goals possible. Yes, solely on, yay, solely on, so you're focused on self. And is it typically a negative focus on self with that definition, or just a focus on self, period? Because it could be a positive focus on self. And by the way, if you only, quote unquote, start with unconditional love of self, you are ahead of 99% of humanity still. And oh, by the way, it starts to cascade over to other people. So think about it. If you soak a present moment with deep okayness, with no push or pull, with no expectation to change it, it becomes this level of unconditional acceptance and or love. So these are half a dozen or so different definitions of unconditional love or equanimity. So thrilled that you've got this under your belt. If you have nothing more, I think the narcissist lacks humility or humbleness. I got it, Nikki, and thanks for weighing in on that. And start with self then, Jeremy. It's wonderful. Lots of people don't have a strong sense of self. So you've got that. That's awesome. Take it from if it is a conditional level to an unconditional level and really soak yourself with complete equanimity and see where that takes you. Love it. So in a simple look at a mindfulness cycle, it's a cycle of allowing and awareness, being aware and allowing, being aware and allowing, being more aware of your life and more allowing of it. That is a way to introduce you to a very simple cycle as we move into and know that we're just kicking off your first week in practice. So two settings. So I promised at this main final section that there I was going to share with you two pillars of the mindfulness practice and two settings. And the two main settings are practice in stillness, which each of you have already committed to do, 20 minutes, three times a day, four times four, two times two, 1 minute a day, whatever that is. So stillness, a practice in stillness, and practice in action, which we'll get into in other weeks when you're applying it, say, in a business conversation. And we'll bring that in for sure, which few, if any, trainers have ever done. So for now, this first week, as we're kicking off, we're going to focus on practice in stillness. And I'm going to go into the play work. I'm going to have a few more visuals, and then we're going to go into, we're going to open up either the chat box and or the vocal lines again, the audio, into any questions or kick back to any slides or expand on anything. So your play work this week, as we kick it off, is solo. The invitation is in stillness and silence, whatever your day and time commitment is that you've already established and set into the mastermind, and to really write that down so that you come back with your own self-declared reports into next week. So that's solo. With your accountability partner, you can quote unquote do any way of supporting each other. And a suggested way is to text your partner when you've completed each day. So if Jeremy, you say 20 minutes three times a day, you might send Nancy three texts that say done, done. That's it. Done. Done. That's it. And yet how powerful to know there's a witness on the other end of that text. I want an accountability partner for this. I think I'm going to set it up. I have one every Tuesday. I might just set it up with her to do it every day. I think I'm going to join you in this. I just got extra inspired. So just the knowing that someone is on the other end of that one word, done, is wonderful. And third and only, bring back to the mastermind next week, you report your practice, whatever you did. And you could have said, I did nothing, not our loss. And I don't want to say yours, but at least we're our witness to inspiring you to hopefully having done some or all of your commitment. And I even beyond the practice of it, report your results. What did you notice? What did you win? What did you gain? And so that is your play work for this week. And so definitely take that down, very simple, your stillness and silence commitment and the invitation with your accountability partner, though it's open how you want to support each other, is text at the end of each of your stillness and silence practices every day and or throughout the day. And love to hear the report, your quantitative report and your qualitative results next week. So that's it on the play work. Just a couple more images, I think. Yes. Oh, yeah. So the private member portal, I just wanted to give you an image of which you're going to get access to within the next 24 to 48 hours. We are in the final stages, my admin team and I, of building it for you. And among other things, under the curriculum tab, so there's a member dashboard, which is sort of a home-based introduction. Then under the curriculum tab, you're going to see the 8 weeks. And under week one, there are half a dozen mindfulness video trainings, which I definitely invite you to watch, to integrate, to enjoy, to learn from. And they're expansions on all of what I've shared today. So there's a half a dozen under week one, and there's four more on week two. You don't need to watch week two. I would invite you to at least watch and enjoy and take notes and learn from expanded learning on week one. And then as we expand through the 8 weeks, we're going to upload the videos and audios right there. Great, Nikki, for tossing in the numbers. Terrific. Okay. And so, and Cheryl's back in the room too, which is great. Somehow I thought we lost. I mean, Cheryl, oh, it was Jeremy somehow that dropped off. I wonder if his internet. We're definitely going to have to get you guys the entire call in. And I think, in fact, by the way, now that I'm thinking of it, we'll put it in the calendar item. So in your calendar item that you've accepted, we'll put in the entire phone and audio, et cetera, call in for the Zoom room. Right, but I just wanted to show you your private member portal, which you'll be getting access to from the head of our admin team, Janice, this week. Watch those half a dozen videos in week one. And we're slowly uploading not all the bonuses are in there yet, but we'll be building that throughout our time together. Great. So I think as a final thing, yes, for a final 2 minutes, we're ahead of the game by a couple of minutes. I'm going to invite us to have a final 2 minutes together. So cool, Heather. Love what you've created. Thank you, Nikki. I've been literally hard at it for the last 2 months. And literally, I had hoped the world would come to this. And the four of you are extremely, I'm going to humbly say, very lucky. Because I have taken 29 years of business, 23 years of mindfulness, and the first person that I know of to merge this together and to build all of this for you. So I am thrilled that you are feeling the value already, Nikki. You know that I bring my A game every step of the way. Awesome. And glad that you got it, Cheryl. Okay. So as a final piece, and once we officially wrap up, I'll reopen it up for any Q&A. I've never come across any training like this. Bless your pea picking heart, Nikki. I haven't either. I build what I need and what I want and what I think is most valuable to people. So without further ado, you should hear a bell at the beginning of a mini final 2 minute stillness and silence. So if you haven't again, it's been a whole maybe 45 minutes since we had a stillness and silence. See how valuable it can be to even have some stillness and silence, even within each hour of your day. We hit the restoration button about 45 minutes ago, and then maybe your mind got full again with all the new data, maybe excited, maybe overwhelmed, maybe just taking it in, maybe gratitude. And yet, wow, let's pause in our day. Let's integrate. Let's be grateful. Whatever you're feeling is perfect. But just to be aware of it and to soak it with allowingness, deep okayness. Our two main roles or pillars that we're building is becoming more aware of how we feel and think and see and hear, and more allowing. And so as we soon launch into this first week, the invitation is for you to increase your awareness and your allowingness of exactly the way life is. No need to change the objective world, because it's our subjective reality of it that changes everything. In stillness and in silence, you may integrate some deep breathing. And definitely awareness and allowingness, mindfulness and equanimity. So as we kick off into week one, my rewired grads know this is not the end. This is just the beginning of kicking off your first, perhaps, week of your life with this particular information. I'm thrilled, Nikki, with this particular group of people delivered in these specific ways. Take notes. Thrilled, Nancy. Integrate the notes. And most importantly, enjoy this restorative way of being. Thrilled for you as well, Cheryl. As we wrap up, feel free to unmute your lines. If it's quote unquote only to say good night and good evening and kicking off. In fact, we're at least going to do 3, 2, 1, we are champions. And Nancy, and I think Jeremy dropped off for some reason, maybe his internet connection. So you'll want to email him that. Right back. Very good. And so love each of us to now unmute your lines, your audio. Nancy has, Nikki has, and Cheryl has. Great. We're going to do an official close with 3, 2, 1. We are champions, and then I will open it up for an extra 5 minutes of any Q&A if you have it, or insights or reporting. So 3, 2, 1.
We are champions.
Awesome. Give yourself a high five. As just kicking off the rest of your life, I have very mindfully put this together for you to get the most wins possible. Namaste to you, Nancy. Feel free, if you wish, to hop off. Having said that, if any of you have questions, often you can learn from what someone draws out of me when they do ask questions. So either any insights, any noticings in our restoration 2 minute time, and or any questions or contributions.
Okay, so one thing that I've been learning about or playing with a little bit is this idea of rolling your eyes up into your head to put you in a more meditative state. Like it puts you, any insights or feedback or learnings that you've experienced about that? Because right now, I really am working mostly on emotional, and then also, which is tied in with my sleep.
Yeah, great. And I had one woman, not even through mindfulness, but on one of the Rewired courses. It sounds like a crazy thing, but her sweet spot goal was not on doubling her sales, which I've done for various entrepreneurs, and not on launching a new business, which I've done for entrepreneurs. She was going through menopause, and her sweet spot goal was to get rid of the primordial scream in her head at night, which was her version of emotions and challenge with sleep. And we accomplished it. So pretty amazing. And this is even more focused on that. So I can imagine that you could very easily get some emotional easings and physical easings, which could result in an ease and or deeper restorative sleep. And or if nothing more else, more restoration through the day, so you don't feel as challenged, even if your sleep remained similar. Having said that, there's high probabilities of improvement on both of those. So I'm addressing your chief aim first, or your sweet spot goal first, and then I'm going to reverse engineer to your technical question, which is around rolling your eyes up. And I'm going to say, I'm going to give a macro answer and then a micro answer. The macro answer is there are a bazillion practices and techniques in the mindfulness world, as there are in many other worlds, you know, like in landscaping, you know, how to plant a plant properly. Like we have humans just love to generate techniques. And I have, you know, pretty much ended the technique war. And next week you're really going to see, and through the trainings actually in the week 1 and 2 that you'll get access to in a few days, I'm bringing you the most inclusive practice possible. For one, it's going to, and this is a bold statement, include 100% of your entire human experience. That's the practice I'm going to bring to you for life. And oh, by the way, there are various technical techniques, such as rolling your eyes up to the center of your third eye or your forehead, various hand mudras, so various physical things you can do technique-wise, crossing your leg, half lotus, full lotus, posturally, et cetera, et cetera. The short answer is treat it like a game, experiment, notice wins or not, go where there are wins. So for some that will work, and to now drill down to the micro of it, at minimum, you can gain a focal point, a win, because you're creating a physical focal point. The work to create mental focal points, like you're going to notice your thoughts, for instance, next week we're going to play with that. And that is creating a physical focal point. So is watching the breath at your nostrils, like deep breathing. if you chose deep breathing, that's the physical focal point, and rolling your eyes up and potentially focusing them, say, up or to the center of your third eye is creating another ability to focus on something. Anytime we choose anything to focus on, whether it's your breath, your third eye, your left fingernail, you are building focus, and it's one of the muscles that we're building in the mindfulness practice. So did that support you both in your big why that you're wanting to achieve, as well as in answering the macro question of various tech options and your specific technique question?
So there definitely is, with the deep breathing and everything, a positive impact on hormones.
That is a very specific, there is a high probability. When I looked up the 18 plus benefits of deep breathing, definitely it hit on all the ones on the slide deck, and I can actually scroll back to that slide if you wish.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Yeah, but having said that, definitely on immune system, oxygen, and it would be very interesting to look up the endocrine system and hormones. I can only imagine that it has to be able to support it, because you're bringing more oxygen, more neurological communication, more detoxing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Awesome.
I can say I got rid of my hot flashes with deep breathing.
That's Cheryl?
Yeah.
Very cool. About how long did you do it? How frequently? How long did it take?
I did it 4 times a day. And I did it whenever the hot flash would come up.
Yeah.
And I would focus on the heat and go into a deep breathing. And it took about 2 weeks. And I haven't had a hot flash since.
2 weeks. Sweet. And about how long would you do the deep breathing each time?
Until the hot flash would go away. So
perfect.
Through the experience. And then,
perfect.
Yeah.
Treat our time here on Earth like a human experiment. And you were the experiment, and you experimented with deep breathing. And how long did you do it? So you got results. Love it. Love it. Any other questions or contributions?
And I'm sleeping better now.
And you're sleeping better now. Doesn't that sound nice, Nancy?
Yeah. Oh, God, does it ever.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of like rebalancing everything again. So,
yeah.
I can give you the technique after we're done here if you want. Did you get my number? And you can call me.
Is that the 818?
Yes.
Okay. Heather, could we possibly get an email that has everybody's contact information on it?
Yeah, let me just scroll up in the chat box to see if I've got them all so I can grab them. Jeremy.
I tried to grab most of them, but I think I might have missed some.
Just because it's not quite clear if somebody's saying their number or asking, and who's Nikki. Yeah, can you all just put them right, just repeat them again right at the bottom? And then I will grab them and send them around, and so you'll have emails and numbers.
Okay.
Do you have a cell, Cheryl?
Right there.
Oh, perfect. Great.
Yeah. Because of where I live, this cell doesn't often work, so the house number is often better if I'm at home.
Oh, good to know.
Internet.
And even with Nikki as your accountability partner, even if you get, you know, 3 duns at the end of the day, even if you don't get them immediately, she can still send them there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and text.
Did somebody grab Jeremy's? And if so, can you put it back in the chat box?
No.
I have it. I don't know if I have it. I have his email. I don't have his phone number. Let me check.
Yeah, please do. Nikki, Nancy, and then there's Cheryl. That's great. Okay. And then, yeah, if you've got Jeremy's, that would be great.
No, I don't have his phone number. I have his email.
Could someone just, while I'm taking final questions, scroll slowly up in the chat box? I think he might have put it in there at some point. And if so, just grab it and put it down at the bottom. That'd be great. Any other final suggestions, contributions, questions before we wrap up and wish each other a great kickoff to a great week? Awesome. Wonderful. No, was that Nikki?
No, I'm good.
Okay, great. Awesome. Well, thrilled for all of you. Going to kick off the recording and wish you a great kickoff to a week different than you've ever had before. Use it, practice it, love it, embrace it. Whether it's deep breathing, your awareness is deep breathing during your stillness and silence, and or anything else, and or you up your deep breathing when you got the hot flashes and the hormonal this and that. We'd love to hear great reports next week from all your breakthroughs and wins.
Thank you, Heather.
Pleasure to all of you.
It was great meeting you both.
And
Jeremy, wherever he is.
He'll hear it on the recording. Okay. Awesome champions.
See you next week.
You bet. Cheers.
Zoom is good.
And look out for the access to the member site this week.
Done.
All right. It'll probably be Thursday because I'm at the Toronto Entrepreneurs Conference tomorrow.